Shir number 45, continuing the discussion we began last time, the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says a person should not work, he should only be oisik in Torah and mitzvahs, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of everything. And Rabbi Shmuel says, Hanag ba'minag derecheretz, that's the way we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, as we said, that's the mahalach for most people, but a person has the right to choose. It's interesting when it comes to the Rambam and Hilchas Talmud Torah and Pirush HaMishnayos. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Shmuel as well that a person should be noyeg minig derecheretz and he has to work. But in Hilchas Shmita V'yayvel, he brings down that a person has a right to become a Sheva Levi. Famous Rambam, Sheva Levi was supported by Klal Yisrael as they were oisik in spiritual pursuits. And the Rambam says it's not only Sheva Levi, anyone can make himself a part of Sheva Levi and go with the Mahalach of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. And the Rambam himself actually had different periods during his life that he practiced both options. There are people who like to always quote the Rambam in Talmud Torah and Pirush HaMishnayos to show that the Rambam paskins that a person has to go to work. And they forget that there's a Rambam in Hilchos Shmita V'yayvel. Both are true options. Well, obviously, a person following Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai has to follow Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai properly and be oisik in Torah and mitzvahs 100% to the fullest degree. Like the Chayav HaLevava says, it has to be in a way that you are exempt from both things of Ishtadlus. If a person has downtime or free time, he can't be enticed to Averis. A person has to be constantly striving and working. But the concept does exist, that there is a concept called a Sheva Levi and a Reb Shimon bar Yochai. But let's focus on regular people like ourselves, who most of us follow the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel, as it's paskened in the Rambam and in Shulchan Aruch. However, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, the purpose in working is only for the sake of being able to learn and serve Hashem. Rashi says in Brachas, you work in order to be free to learn. No opinion in the Gemara, the Rishayim or the Paiskim, ever state that the reason why one works is just for working or to become rich. A person works in order to be able to earn a parnasa, in order to be free to be able to learn, to have the food that he should be able to learn. And if you think about it, like I said, there are those who conveniently forget about the Rambam's own words in Hilchos Shmita V'yayvel. And they say you have to follow Rabbi Shmuel, and that's the only way of doing things. But let's think about the Rambam Seder Hayoim. The Rambam who's following Rabbi Shmuel, who says a person has to work, Hanag b'mina derecheretz. You know what the Rambam says that means? That means you work for 3 hours a day, and the other 9 hours of your 12-hour day, you learn. Then you sleep for 8 hours a day. So 9 and 8 is 17. And then the 3 for learning is 20. So 4 hours remain for davening, eating, and other relaxation and bodily needs. So even in Rabbi Shmuel, if you look at the Rambam's schedule, you're only working 3 hours a day in order to earn your parnasa, so you can be able to learn the other 9 hours of the day, sleep 8 hours, and take care of yourself for 4 hours. That's the kula dika shita. That's the lenient shita. So, of course, that's not practical for most people. And in fact, if someone would keep such a schedule of learning 3 hours, of working 3 hours a day and learning for the other 9, we would call him a kailing man. We would call him the person who's dedicated to Hashem. Can you imagine what Reb Shimon bar Yochai shita is then? If this is the person following Rabbi Shmuel. So when you put things into perspective, when you put things into perspective of what the Torah wants from a person, we go with the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel. But a person always has to know that it's only B'Torah's Hishtadlus. It's only B'Torah's Hishtadlus, and also it's Hanig Bohem Minug Derecheretz, that a person has to go in the way of the world. He has to keep busy in many different ways. He has to keep himself busy through learning, he has to keep himself busy through working, passing tests through working, but even his working is only hishtadlus. Ein ribu hishtadlus mayo ma'uma. And at the same time, like Rashi says, the hishtadlus is only in order to earn the living, in order to increase a person's ruchnias, increase a person's learning, time to learn. And at the same time, a person always has to remember that his Torah has to be ikur, and his work has to be tuffel. The priority is the Torah, even when you're working. And the work is the secondary. That's what Rabbi Shmuel Shita is, the one that we rely on. And that's what most of Chayvus HaLevavos is focusing on. But as we said here he shows us that he agrees to the fact that there are those who could follow Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's Shita and are exempt from Hishtadlus. Now, if we think about in our times, how people don't work as hard as they used to, there's much more free time, there's much more distractions. And look around, what has it led to? It's led to immorality, it's led to insanity. And we're not talking about a person here taking shortcuts. We're talking about people being unethical at work, wasting time doing nothing. But someone who uses technology and computers and other shortcuts to gain free time at work so he can learn or spend more time with his family is doing what's right. And nowadays, with our technology, there's so much that a person could do to be able to learn through shiurim and all different types of things. But a person has to make sure that if he has too much free time with too little work, he ends up damaging himself and damaging society. The Mishnah in Ksuba says that if a woman gets married and her family provides maid service to do all the work, there's still some work she has to do. Shabbatala mevia lidei shimum. Batala, free time leads to insanity. Shabbatala mevia lidei zima, it brings to immorality. And with our world of technology, as things get easier and people have more free time, we see that clearly. And a person has to know, Adam la'amol yulad. We were here to toil. We were here to be productive. There's nothing worse than just doing nothing and wasting time. When Hashem determines how much money a person will receive, it doesn't take away from the moral obligation to work hard and to be honest in business. You can choose to keep busy with your job and choose to be busy with learning Torah. You could choose to be exclusively learning Torah. But either way, a person has to choose to make sure they're doing the proper thing and be Mekadesh Shem Shemaim, whatever they do. And if a person does that, if a person acts that way in his business, then he's passed the test HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him. And if a person shows that when he has free time, he dedicates it to learning Torah, he relaxes in order to learn Torah, he works in order to learn Torah, he shows that he knows what's the ikkar in this world. Ein ribu ishtadlis mayo ma'uma.